Good evening. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We're at Tipton High School, third week in the sectional. Blue Devils going to link it up with Eastbrook. We're going to talk to Coach Aaron Cole.
Just glad to be here. Said numerous times all week long. Every decision I've made, every decision my coaches have made since June 1st has been to put this team in this position to be able to play in this game and have an opportunity to put a trophy in a trophy case. So obviously it's very exciting. We're playing against a great ball club tonight. Hopefully they're saying the same thing. And I know last year was one of the, in my 17 years, was one of the best teams I've ever been a part of. Hopefully it's that way again tonight, and hopefully we come out on top again.
Coach, the weather's good. There's no rain in the forecast. 46 degrees at kickoff.
Again, it is nicer than it has been the last 4 weeks, but we don't care. We're still one of the teams playing, and there's going to be a lot of coaches and a lot of players that are here watching us play. So it doesn't really matter what the weather is. It's another opportunity to play, and we're playing for a trophy tonight.
Going to be a pretty good ground game. Dane Jingle for Eastbrook, the sophomore, he scored 13 on the ground. Eli Carter for Tipton, number 87, he scored 27 touchdowns on the ground.
Yeah, it's Eastbrook is a run heavy team. They do have the ability to throw it this year a little bit more than maybe in the past. Probably going to be the team that wins the line of scrimmage. Maybe the team that has the fewest number of tackles for loss or gives up the fewest number of tackles for loss is probably going to be the team that comes out winners tonight.
Coach, right now you're 1-1 versus Eastbrook. As you mentioned last week, you got to win 56-39. A year prior, Eastbrook at their place 34-7.
Two very, very proud programs. Coach Addison and I are very good friends. I know I have, there's not a coach in the state of Indiana that I respect more than I respect him. And it had been kind of strange for a long, long time. Two very proud 2A programs. And until 2 years ago, we had never played. Since they have three state runners up, we have three state runners up. And you would think schools of similar size would run into each other. But not until 2 years ago. So this is the third year in a row. And I guess you could say this will break the tie.
I got to mention Jet Engel, their quarterback, has thrown 14 touchdown passes. He's only thrown 66 balls. We'll mention Vince Hoover. He's thrown 95. He's also thrown 14 touchdown passes.
I think that'll be a big part of our game tonight. We'll need to be able to protect Vince. If you recall, Sam Edwards was our quarterback last year, and one of his greatest attributes was that he can make the first guy miss a lot of times. And the way they like to blitz, there were guys in the backfield, and he would make that first guy miss a lot. And we challenged our receivers that they've got to catch the football, and they've got to make plays, because that was a big reason we were able to put up points on this ball club last year.
First, I'll mention the last thing. Keys tonight, defensively, you're going to have to protect between the tackles and protecting the edge.
That's what wing key offenses do. They can attack you anywhere. So they've got good personnel, first of all. Then they play at a very, very fast pace. So you have very little time to regroup. So when they get momentum, it's extremely hard to get it back. So it'll be a huge, by far the biggest challenge. Again, our defense has played great all year. But this will be by far our biggest challenge, and exciting to see us play.
Coach Aaron Cole, thank you.
As always, thank you. All right.
We're going to walk this direction. That's Coach Aaron Cole, Tipton Blue Devils football coach, 17 years in the making. And then his dad, 24 years prior to Aaron, coaching right here at Tipton High School. We're going to walk down this direction. We're going to get a little bit away from the sound here, the public address. We're playing Bob Seger. Bob Seger, nothing wrong with him. We're just going to play a conversation we had earlier this evening with Coach Jeff Adamson. And I'll tell you what, both teams out on the surface right now going through some time-ups. walking by the five officials that's going to govern this ball game. It is kind of brisk out here, 46 degrees at kickoff. Tell you what, it's 46 now. It's kind of chilly. What are we going to do when it gets below zero? But anyway, we'll walk this direction. 22:03 on the pregame clock. We'll walk down this direction, and we'll get away from the sound, and we'll let you know what Jeff Adamson, the head coach for the Eastbrook Panthers, and I spoke about earlier, and we'll play that right now.
Good job there. Absolutely on the beach, Elvin. Probably a full-time job running your football team now. You can win the zero losses. I evidently did play Blackford on October 1st.
Yeah, they had COVID that night and with a significant short roster with guys out. They weren't able to play. So actually, we came over and won. Play him tonight that night, so we got a sneak preview of him.
That's all right. I'm pretty familiar with him tonight. I tell you what, you're 299 wins. You're one win away from 300. I'm going to get you. You're number four of the coaches. You're number four in the state of Indiana. You get the good company. You get really good right. You're number one. And then we just reach Rusty. Rusty 57 wins behind the right. It's Mike Dillon, good friends with that, right? You're number four, 299-91, to coaching in your 33rd year.
Eastbrook's a great place. It really is. And we've been fortunate to reflect a little bit on all the guys you've been able to coach and coach alongside. And coaching has football's put me in contact with so many people that have really
I think saved my life, and just appreciating it. You got to take back. You went to school at Eastbrook. Yeah. Tell us about that.
Like I said, it's a great place. I had my college coach, Bob Cornell, was also my high school coach. So that was a really neat experience. Still stay in contact with him. He's a great mentor. Really shaped the way I wanted to coach. Being around him, and I saw the way he influenced me. I wanted to, hopefully be a similar role someday. And just the way he lived his whole life has been very, very influential on me.
Years, held Heisman over there when we were there. You kind of remind me of a Tom Osborne or Tony Dungy.
I appreciate that, but I just want to be Jeff Patterson, a simple guy living in upland. It's a new community, and love the job I got. Absolutely. I'm going to go to Ivanhoe. It's a little around the corner. We got the best eating places per capita in the state of Indiana, I think.
That sounds good. Hey, let's talk a little bit about football. You played chicken twice. Last season, you didn't get the win. You played here on grass, 56-34. But the year before, you got the win, 34-7. Your play called the turf.
Yeah, we just put in turf here. That helped us. They're so well coached. This should be a great game. I think it's definitely going to be the best game that we've played this year.
I heard you play lapel last week. They have turf. I didn't know that. I saw the video. I thought the film. Did that somewhat help you since you played on turf primarily?
Well, I think it helped just in the sense it was pouring down rain the whole night, so it kept it from being a sloppy mess like some of the other places were around the state. And it's a great environment for you to be able to, even practice in. I think it's a real advantage for the teams to have that.
I would guess so. I'm going to mention your quarterback, Jeff Engel. Their quarterback was hit in big chamber in each game for 13 touchdowns. I got to mention him. Jeff Engel hands the ball off to his brother, Cody.
Yeah, two guys here. We'll get into studying film behind and doing work for college kids.
I'm going to start getting that just a little bit. I want to mention, you got nine interceptions as a team. The gentleman in the junior class had 255 different struggles. He doesn't need to start, but he had 4 interceptions.
Yeah, he's been really solid. He's gone in and he's done an outstanding job in the secondary. He's been a really dynamic player for us this year.
Direction. Both teams have gone on into the locker room. 16:32 on the pregame clock scoreboard. Eastbrook travels well. They've got probably 80% of their bleacher area occupied. Kip the Blue Devils just the same across the way. And it's going to be a good ball game here tonight. I tell you what, Eastbrook played a home game week one. They played away last week. They played at LaPel. Tipton played a home game week one. They played away last week. So they're in the bottom of the bracket, so that entitles them to play a home game tonight. Eastbrook had to travel. So we're going to go through the gate right here. We'll walk up in the press box, talk a little bit about this ball game. Both these teams, as Coach Toll mentioned, they were anticipating a game like this later this year. This is it. Sectional final. Last year it was just about the same magnitude. We're going to walk up in the press box right now. And two other broadcast entities along with putting in sports in the house tonight. We'll have a pregame following the national anthem. Principal at Eastbrook High School is Patrick McLaughlin. The athletic director is Gregory Kyle. Another one in the athletic department, that's Sam Bratcher. We'll mention back home, they play on synthetic field turf. Eastbrook High School is located at 560 South 900 East, Marion, Indiana, 46953. You can reach them by telephone, 765-664-1214. On the web, it's eastbrookathletics.com. On Twitter, at @EHS_Panthers. They wear the colors red and black. They participate in the Central Indiana Conference. There are eight in that conference. The order of finish for 2021 is like this. Number one, Eastbrook. Number two, Mississinewa. Number three, Oak Hill. Number four, Madison Grant. Number five, Franklin. Number six, Alexandria. Number seven, Blackford. And number eight, Elwood. We'll mention they average per game 50.9 points per contest. They give up defensively an average of 7.2. We'll mention October 1st, Eastbrook did not play Blackford Bruins. The Bruins, as Coach Adamson mentioned, were going through the COVID situation. We'll mention Eastbrook Panthers are currently 10 wins, 0 losses. They finished 6-0 in the Central Indiana Conference. The head coach is Jeff Adamson. Jeff Adamson, working in year number 33 at Eastbrook High School. He's got 299 wins, 91 losses. He went to high school at Eastbrook, graduated 1982. He went to college at Manchester, graduated 1986. Eastbrook and Tipton have met twice. We'll mention last year, 56-39, Tipton got the home win over Eastbrook. In 2019, the Eastbrook Panthers got the home win over Tipton Blue Devils, 34-7. We'll let you know a little bit about the Tipton Blue Devils. Tipton Blue Devils, they have a school enrollment of 505. They're Class 2A, Sectional 36, as mentioned. 8 started out in this sectional. I'll mention I saw a Blue Devil fan yesterday. He's a big-time Blue Devil fan. You probably recall Joe Rushton. Pretty good man right there from Ace Hardware here in town. Well, mention the current principal at Tipton High School is Rick Silson. The athletic director is Corey Fernung. The athletic secretary is Tammy Sullivan. Right here at Tipton Sports Complex, they play on natural grass. Tipton High School is located at 619 South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can reach them by telephone, 765-675-7431. You can reach them on the web at TiptonAthletics.com. On Twitter, @BlueDevil_FB. They wear the colors blue and white. They participate in the Hoosier Conference. Hoosier Conference, 10 teams. They have an East and a West. Overall, 10 teams. They are in order of finish is like this. Number one, West Lafayette. Number two, Western. Number three, Tipton Blue Devils. Number four, Lafayette Central Catholic. Number five, Hamilton Heights. Number six, Rensselaer Central. Number seven, Lewis Cass. Number eight, Twin Lakes. Number nine, Benton Central. Number 10, Northwestern. The Blue Devils, per game, offensively, they average 35 points. Defensively, they give up 8.5 points. That's defensively, that's an average. We'll mention the Blue Devils are currently 10 wins, 1 loss. They finished 4-1 in the Hoosier Conference. And their head coach is Aaron Toll. Aaron Toll, 129 wins, 65 losses in his 17th season with the Tipton Blue Devils. He went to high school right here at Tipton, graduated 1990. He went to college at Indiana University, graduated 1995. We'll mention tonight's winner. Tonight's winner will play next Friday night, November 12th, 7 p.m. It'll either be the Eastside Blazers or Fort Wayne Bishop Lures. We'll let you know a little bit about the standings right now. We'll let you know about the Class 2A standings. Associated Press Media Poll, top 13 Class 2A presently, state of Indiana. Number 1, Eastbrook. Number 10 and 0. Number 2 is Fort Wayne Lures. Fort Wayne Lures, they're 10-1. Third position is Heritage Christian, 8-1. Fourth position, Eastside Blazers, they're 11-0. Number 5 is Linton Stockton, 10-1. Number 6, the Tipton Blue Devils, also 10-1. Number 7, Evansville Modern Day, they're 9-2. Number 8, Andrean, they're 8-3. Number 9, Citrusville, they're 10-0. Number 10 is Speedway. Speedway Spark Clubs are 9-2. Number 11, Indianapolis Casino, they're 8-3. Number 12, Lafayette Central Catholic, 7-4. And number 13 is North Posey, they're 9-2. We'll talk about the first and second rounds of this tournament. Class 2A, Sectional 36. It started back on October 22nd. In the top bracket, first two games. First game was Eastern and Eastbrook. Eastbrook got the win, 56-14. In the second bracket right there, it's LaPel and Frankton. LaPel got the win, 40-18. And in the bottom bracket, bottom two games, Blackford and Tipton, they play here at Tipton. Tipton got the win, 42-6. In the bottom of the bracket right there, it's Alexandria and Elwood. Alexandria got the win, 24-19. Last week on the 29th of October, the top bracket, semifinal, Eastbrook and LaPel, Eastbrook got the win, 46-13. In the bottom bracket last week, semifinals, Tipton was at Alexandria. Tipton got the win, 44-18. Tonight's ball game, November 5th. Eastbrook Panthers travel here to Tipton High School. Eastbrook 10-0 going against the Tipton Blue Devils at 10-1. The winner of tonight's ball game will play regional game next week on the 12th of November. It'll either be Eastside Blazers or the Fort Wayne Bishop Lures. That'll be sectional 35 versus sectional 36. That'll be next week, 7 p.m. start time. Regional game, we'll find out later where that game will be played. Right now, we're counting it down. 4 minutes left on the pregame. And both teams still in the locker room, talking it up right now, getting a good talk right now, I'm sure. And we'll talk a little bit about both schools. We'll talk about the offensive arrangement. First, for the visiting Eastbrook Panthers, their center position, he's a junior, 6'2", 265. He'll wear number 77. He's the center. Left guard is 6'200". He's a senior, Michael Zolman. He'll wear number 68. The left tackle, 6'2", 210. He's a junior, Connor Boyd. They'll wear number 50. Split in, left side, 6'3", 190. That's Cooper Austin. He's a senior. They'll wear number 88. The right side of the center position, and a right guard, number 73. He's 5'11", 205. He's a senior. That's Aiden Super. The right tackle position, 5'11", 235. That's Jaron Klepper. They'll wear number 57. He's a senior. The tight end position. He's a senior. Braxton Bowser, 6'1", 195. They'll wear number 32 in tonight's ballgame. The quarterback for the Eastbrook Panthers is Jed Engel. Jed Engel's a senior, 6'1", 195. at a slot position here, wearing number 7. That's Grace Biddle. He's 5'6", 130. At the other slot position, number 22, Isaiah Dalton. He's a senior, 5'9", 160. And in the backfield, the fullback, number 44, he's a sophomore. That's Gage Engel, 5'10", 185. For the Tipton Blue Devils, at the center position, 6'2", 259. That's Nick Myers. They're wearing number 64. The left guard, 5'10", 190. He's a junior. That's Sam Klein. They're wearing number 54. The left tackle position, he's a senior, Dylan Hill, 6'1", 220. They're wearing number 59. At the right guard position, he's 5'11", 204. He's a senior, Bryce Jefferson. They're wearing number 66. The right tackle position, 6'4", 250. He's a senior. That's Kipper Barnett. They're wearing number 65. And at the tight end position, they're wearing number 31. He's 6'186". He's a senior at Drew Serby. We're making at a split end position. He's wearing number 86. He's a senior. That's Sam Ridgway. 6'7", 210. The other side split out wide left. You'll see number 3. That's Nate Powell. He'll wear number 3. He's 6'4", 185. Again, he'll wear number 3. That's Nate Powell. He's a senior. At the quarterback position for the Blue Devils, he's a sophomore. Number 2, that's Vince Hoover. Vince Hoover, 6'3", 228. Also, wide receiver for the Blue Devils, he'll wear number 81. He's a senior, Aiden Toll. Aiden Toll, 6'1", 170. And in the offensive backfield, the running back, number 87, he's a junior, Eli Carter, 5'9", 170. Blue Devils doing a jump around out there on the middle of the field. We're going to come back to the sideline. Eastbrook Campus, spread out right there on their sideline. They're going to send out captains here momentarily. We're going to see the coin toss. We'll see if that's live or we'll see if that's something they're just simulating right there. We'll might not find out. And then we'll mention this game is being made possible by AudioSportsOnline.net. They're your live sports broadcast home. I'd like to thank Robbie Kendall for all the years he's allowed me to work with him. Pretty kind gentleman. I knew him back when he was doing football for Coach Stern while Dustin Shearer was a junior and a senior right there for the Huskies. Robbie Kendall did pretty good play-by-play before he became the owner of AudioSportsOnline.net. And I'm also like to thank Jason. Jason, I tell you what, right-hand man for Robbie. Always good to work with. We are thankful. Would not be on the air for 13 years without Robbie Kendall and AudioSportsOnline.net. They're going to let us know how it worked out. The toss was won. They called it right at Eastbrook. They deferred. Tipton will receive. Tipton's going to receive the first half kickoff. They're trading pleasantries right there. They're going to draw back. So Eastbrook will kick off. They'll kick away from the scoreboard. They'll kick from the north to the south. Tipton will receive from the south to the north. Eastbrook Panthers, they've got a pretty strong-legged kicker. We'll mention that 36. He's a senior, Lucas Schultz. Lucas Schultz in 10 ball games. Tell you what, he's got 32 touchbacks this season out of 73 kickoffs. He does have a strong leg. I saw him working a 47-yarder about 3 or 4 times in pregame. I think he got one of them. My stats are correct. They have not got a field goal. Any field goals this season? 50-yard field goal. Schultz, he's going to college? I bet he's going. He's going somewhere. Okay, he tells me a 50-yard field goal they got from Schultz. That's pretty good. 58 is the longest this year in Indiana football. They're going to spot it up right there, middle of the field, 40-yard line. Schiltz, he's going to back up. He's 6'4", weighs in at 150. He's a senior. He's going to back up about 9 yards, soccer style. He is a soccer player. Here comes the approach. Here comes the boot. We're underway. It'd be a long shot to the 6-yard line. On the return right there is Nate Powell. He'll go up the middle. He'll look for a block. He'll get out close to the 35-yard line. Pretty good return from Nate Powell. About a 29-yard return for Powell. The Blue Devils will take over offensively. First possession of tonight's ballgame. Going to spot it right there, middle of the field, 35-yard line. We'll mention that Eastbrook Panthers is going to line up with a 5-man front. They're going to start out with a 4-man front in this ballgame. 4-4, and they're going to play defensively. 40-50 back. Going to line up in a shotgun. Blue Devils, that's Jess Cooper. Singleman in the backfield is Eli Carter. Carter gets the first handoff. He'll go left to right. He'll be stopped behind the line of scrimmage. Going to lose one on the carry. Going to bring up second down and 11. So they'll work it from right there. Second down, 11. You'll spot it right there near the 34-yard line, just inside the left hash. Blue Devils to the line of scrimmage. Trey Clock at 18. Game clock rolling, 11:22. We've just begun. We're at Gibson High School. Blue Devils hosting the Panthers. He's going to drop the throw out of shotgun. Pass play. Right side. Going to be caught. Going to be caught by Nate Powell. Two-man coverage. The T-50 back went for the interception. Couldn't get it. The ball drops right in the arms, right in the hands of Nate Powell. Ball moves into Eastbrook territory. They roll the clock. Chains are reset. Ball's into Panther territory, spotted at the 43-yard line. At the right hash, Nate Powell, good catch. Early in this ballgame, they're going to line up left side. They're going to go twins. That's Aiden Cole, split in. Right behind him is Nate Powell. Tight end, right and left, they're going to hand off. Up the middle, Eli Carter. Going to get a positive gain. He'll pick up about 3. They're going to call it a 2-yard gain. Ball spotted at the 41-yard line. To bring up second down. And 8. Clock moving. 10:15. We're in the first quarter. Kind of a brisk night, you think about it. It's not too bad. The wind, there is no wind. The flag is just laying straight down. 12 on the play clock. Shotgun, Tatum snap. Give it right there. Came in the back. He'll Eli Carter. He'll dive it forward. To get inside the 40, they'll spot him at about the 37-yard line. Going to bring that third down. Third down needs 4 to move the chains. 9:40 on the game clock. First possession of tonight's ballgame. Blue Devils working in Eastbrook territory. Spotted at the 37-yard line. Middle of the field. Blue Devils wearing the all-blue uniform. Looks good. Eastbrook wearing the dark, the black pants and the white jerseys. Shotgun situation and Vince Hoover. Going to hand off to Eli Carter. Trying to break the chain left side. He will. He'll get to the 30-yard line. He'll pick up the first down. He needed 2. He picked up 5. Eli Carter moved the chains along with the blocking up front. As you know, you go nowhere without those other blockers, 5-6 up front. This is an 11-man game. It's the most, I guess, you take the most right here to play this game, and you need cooperation or you'll get nowhere. Shotgun formation, Vince Hoover. He's going to hand off Eli Carter up the gun. He goes 2-hole. Inside the 40. He's inside the 25. We're going to spot him near the 22.5. Eli Carter, ball still in the middle of the field. Going to bring up second down. Second down and a long 2. He starts the play clock at 40. Play clock rolling down now, 26 seconds. 8:25 on the game clock. First possession of tonight's ballgame. Blue Devils occupying the game clock right here. Not a 4-minute drive happening so far. Shotgun formation, Vancouver, slot right side. Take the snap, he's going to hand off. Eli Carter, he'll dive it inside the 20. Second effort's going to get him close to the 15. They're spotting at the 16-yard line. Eli Carter moves the chains once again. From the 16-yard line, ball just inside the right hash. Blue Devils coming over to get the play right there. Vancouver, they'll take it to the huddle right now. They're talking in right there. 7:35, clock moving. First quarter. Working the ball down the field. The Blue Devils. Shotgun formation, Vancouver. Single man in the backfield, Eli Carter. Split wide right. Nate Powell. Pass play through the hands. Had to jump for it. He's 6'7". Went through the hands right there. Sam Ridgway. Goes incomplete. Going to bring up a 2nd and 10. Ridgway was standing inside the 5. Couldn't bring it in. Pretty good ball right there from Vancouver. 2nd down 10. Clock stopped at 7:18 after the incompletion. To the line of scrimmage, 14 seconds on the play clock. Slot left. A Caden Toll, Nate Powell. Tight end right. Single man in the backfield is Eli Carter. He'll get the handoff. He'll go left side. He'll go one hole. They're trying to strip the football there. Didn't get the job done. They stopped his forward progress, standing up to blow the whistle. Ball spotted at the 11-yard line. Gain of 5. It's going to be 3rd down 5 for the Blue Devils. That Colts, Darius Leonard. I tell you what, Darius Leonard, probably one of the best to punch the ball loose. You saw that last night. Colts got the victory, 45-30 over the Jets. Shotgun formation, 3rd and 5. Call the cadence, Vancouver. You call if you get the snap, you'll hand off right there to Eli Carter. He'll bear it right side. You go 4-hole. He moves the pile. He's going to get close to 1st down yard. He's not quite. He's going to be spotted about the 7. 7-yard line. Clock stop at 6:26. Could be 4th down 1. We're going to stop the clock here. Might have a timeout. It's going to be an official timeout. They're going to look at this. They're going to bring the chains in. I tell you what, this group of officials, they are not lazy. They are far from lazy. They're going to bring these sticks in. They know this is an important ball game for both schools. So early here in the first quarter, 6:26 left, they bring the chains in. He's going to be just shy, about 3 or 4 inches shy of a 1st down. We may see Vancouver under center for the next play. Going to bring up 4th and 1. They're going to bring the ball in a little further. They're going to spot it right here in the middle. And 6:26 left here in the first quarter. Blue Devils took the opening kickoff. Nate Powell, 29-yard return, took it out to the 35-yard line. They started there. Right now they're at the 11. Take that back. They're at the 7. 7-yard line in Eastbrook territory. They're on the doormat. Going to roll the clock. Working with the shotgun. They need 1. Vancouver gets the snap, hands off. Eli Carter goes left side. He's got a 1st down. He's got more. He's going to get across the goal line. Touchdown. Eli Carter. Eli Carter broke the chain. He likes that left pylon. There at the goal line. That's his favorite spot. He puts it in there for the 1st score of tonight's ball game. Eli Carter picks up touchdown number 28. On the season, on the ground. He's got 2 in the air. Getting ready for the point after. Aiden Toll calling for the snap. Nick Hughes, senior, ready to kick it. They put it through. They got an illegal procedure. Illegal procedure. They'll back it up 5 up and do it again. That went through the uprights. Pretty good. High kick right there, but you're going to call it illegal procedure. On the Blue Devils, they'll back it up 5. They'll respot it. They'll do it again. So they'll work it from there. Blue Devils Let's try to point out that once again, they'll do this from the 15. It's a 25-yard field goal, but it's a 1 point after touchdown. There's a spot, there's the boot, and it goes through also. 25 yards. Nick Hughes, I saw Nick Hughes before the game, kicking out here at the other end of the field. He's now 49 for 51 point after touchdowns on the season. It's Mr. Nick Hughes. So Blue Devils score on their first drive. Eastern Panthers, I should say the East Book Panthers, getting ready to receive their own kick. And a pretty good game in the works right here at Tipton. So East Book going to pack up to take the kick. And then they'll kick it off right now. Blue Devils, Dakota Ferg. Dakota Ferg after the football, right there, center of the field. 40-yard line, football handed to him. Put it on the tee right there with just one hand. He's going to back up. Take about a 6-yard approach. Number 4, Dakota Ferg. Waiting for the whistle. There's the whistle. Here's the approach for Dakota. There's the boot. He'll be taken at the 15. Going to bring it back to the middle of the field. Going to be stopped right there after a gain of a couple. Credit to stop right there for the Blue Devils. That's number 28. Clark Rodeball. Rodeball the junior. 6'1", 155. Puts a good hit. 2-yard return for Eastbrook. So they'll put the ball in play right here at the 22-yard line. Middle of the field. They're going to line up under center. That's Jed Engel, senior quarterback, 6'195". They're going to hand off first guy through the fullback. That's his brother, Gage Engel. Gage Engel is going to take it out to the 27-yard line. He's going to pick up 5. They're going to go without a huddle, right to the line of scrimmage. Right there, under center once again is Jed Engel. He's going to run the option. He's going to keep it himself. He'll go left side. He'll take it to the 30. Blue Devil's going to make the stop. They'll take it just inside the left hash. Third down, they need a long 2. Under center once again, Jed Engel. He's going to roll right, passing play. Going to try to hit the guy in the flat. He does. First down yardage. 5-yard gain. Credit that catch, 22, Isaiah Dalton. He's a senior, 5'9", 160. Dalton picks up first down yardage. Back up to the line of scrimmage right away. Under center, they got 2 H-backs. Go deep motion with one. They'll hand off once again to Gage Engel. He'll dive forward. He'll pick up about 3.5. Going to bring up a 2nd down and 6. Call it 7. Under center once again, Jed Engel. Deep motion. They're going to hand it to the motion man. Right there again, number 22, Isaiah Dalton. Dives it forward. March the ball back out to the 43-yard line, Eastbrook territory. Going to bring up 3rd down. It's going to be a long 2. Under center, Engel. Sets the offensive set under center. Deep motion. They'll hand off to Gage Engel. He'll get more than enough for a 1st down. They'll move to 6. He'll be spotted near the 48-yard line. About the 48.5 inside the right hash. They'll roll the clock. Moving it down the field right now. They're taking no time. Don't even need a play clock. They're working back right side. They get across the 50. Just into Blue Devil territory. Ball carrier is Dalton once again. Ball spotted at the Tipton 49-yard line at the right hash. 4:15 clock moving. 7-0 contest. Tipton in front. They'll hand off. 7 the ball carrier. Going to stop for no gain. Credit that run to Race Biddle. Biddle the ball carrier, 5'6". Good stopping back for a 1-yard loss. Spotted at the 50-yard line. 3rd down, 7. Under center, Jed Engel. Slot right, gives out the throw. 3-step drop, pass play, caught it. The catch is in, made by Isaiah Dalton. He's got 2 catches. in the ball game. Chet Engel averages 6.6 passes per game. We may see more than that tonight. Started this ball game at 48-66. You check the offensive set under center. He's mostly going to hand off 44. A Dave Engel in there on a tackle. Wearing number 54 tonight at Drew Service. Also in on the tackle, number 87, Eli Carter. Ball spotted at the 38-yard line. It's shifted right hash. Twin to the left. Hand off. Going to be a dive play left side by one hole. That was Gage Engel. Gage Engel takes it to the 35 of Gibson, just inside the right hash. We're under 3 minutes. 2:58, clock moving. They check the wristbands. Understanding once again is Jet Engel. He goes out to throw three-step drop. Going to find his target. Flag comes in. The catch is made. Another flag comes in. Those two flags are probably going to represent two different penalties. So the catch is made by Biddle. Preliminarily, the ball rests just inside the 25-yard line. Conversation, white-hatted umpire. He's going to let us know right now. The illegal man downfield. Hamilton and Simpson with the second penalty. It's going to be offsetting. They'll back it up. They'll play the down over. So illegal man downfield and personal foul against Simpson. They'll offset. So they spot it back to the 35-yard line. They'll play the down over. It's third down, 5. Oh, near the middle of the field. Clock rolling. 2:35 left here in the first quarter. Tipton scored on the opening drive. Eastbrook on their drive right now. We're going to roll right. Pass play. Just lost it over. It's caught. Gage Engel made a tremendous over-the-head catch right there at the 16-yard line. Lofty pass. Jet Engel to his brother just put it right over the helmet. He makes a one-handed catch. So they'll take it to the 16 from the right hand. So work it from under center. Jet Engel, hand off. Nobody turned an option. Gonna flip it outside, and Zane Goodrich is gonna make the tackle. Goodrich makes the tackle. He stays at home. Ball carrier was Race Biddle. Biddle comes up a little bit dippy. He's gonna jog out, try to get loose once again. In the ball game for him is number 24, Devin Stupples. Devin Stupples, late entry. Defensive backfield. Stupples has 4 interceptions. Going to hand off on right side. Couldn't quite make the 5-yard line. Ball carrier once again, 22, Isaiah Dalton. Looking for the play. Sideline, working from the line of scrimmage. Eastbrook Panthers, clock rolling. It's first and goal. Ball resting at the 6-yard line. Day clock at 1:34, it's moving. Play clock at 16, she's a line of scrimmage. Eastbrook, under center, Jet Engel. Motion away, gonna hand off to Gage, and a whistle blows. Illegal procedure. Procedure penalty against Eastbrook. So they'll back it at 5, they'll put it just behind the 10-yard line. It's still first and goal, 1:26 left. Here in the first quarter, clock moving. Working from a miniature huddle out there. We're going to check the play at the sideline. They'll work under center. We're going to work for the shotgun. Shotgun here, 5 yards deep. Going to take the ball himself. Jet Engel, who goes left side, pick up some blocking. Flag jumps in. Flag jumps in pretty much in the vicinity of a holding call. And that's what it's going to be. So they're going to back it up 10 from where the fly play. The fly play near the 8-yard line. They'll take it back to near the 18-yard line. They'll play down over. Holding penalty against Eastbrook. Spotted at the 18. Clock moving, 101. Now it's under a minute. We're in the first quarter. Tipton hosting Eastbrook. Same thing happened a year ago. 2 years ago, these two teams played at Eastbrook High School. So they'll work from the line of scrimmage right there, from the left hash. Under center is Jed Engel. Motion near side. Going to roll right. Going to pass. Looking for the target. He's got him. He gets back there. And we'll mention that catch was made by Devin Stubbles. He's a junior, 6'2", 165. Going to be second down goal. Ball spotted at the 6. So that's about where they started from, first and down. First down. Reverse out there in the handoff. Taking the handoff, trying to break contain right there. Couldn't get the corner turn. Blue Devils were there. Zane Goodrich, who's one of them. Ball carrier, number 24, Devin Stubbles. So working right there. The first quarter is going to empty out. So they'll invert the field. Eastbrook will go down, face the scoreboard. They'll go from the right to the left. They'll go from the south to the north. Coming up. Got a mission. Pretty good game in the works right here. Probably one of the premier games in Class 2A tonight. We'll talk about the all-time coaching leaders. Coaching leaders, these are the winningest current coaches in IHSAA. At number one, he's completed 56 years. Sheridan Blackhawk coach. Blackhawk coach is Larry Bud Wright. 436 wins, 207 losses, 68% wins from Larry Bud Wright. At number two position, 44-year coach, at Russ Radke from Knox High School. He's 57 wins behind Bud Wright presently. 379 wins, 151 losses. He's winning at a clip of 72% of his ball games. At number three, 42 years in the business, Mooresville coach Mike Dillon. Mike Dillon, quite a gentleman. I have spoken with him. 349 and 136. Also 72% winning percentage. And at number four, 32 years, this is number 33, Jeff Adamson, Eastbrook High School, 299 and 91, 77% winning percentage. Shotgun, taken by Jed Engel. He'll throw it to the end zone. He'll roll right, find a touchdown pass. Right side of the end zone. The catch made right there, Isaiah Dalton. Dalton's got three, maybe four catches in this early part of the ball game. That one right there for a 6-point score. 7-6 ball game, 11:54 left. Set to kick through the uprights. He's 63-68 on the season. Lucas Schultz, he's a senior. There's the blue. Through the uprights, good. He's got a tie ball game with 11:54 left in the second quarter. So both teams take their respective kickoffs, and they move the ball down the field, each team with a touchdown, and the point after good on both. 7-7, Blue Devils lined up in a huddle. This side, Eastbrook over there, in their own huddle. And I will also mention number five position, winningest coaches. These are the winningest coaches in the state of Indiana. 28-year coach, Reed May, he's from Brownstown, 285 and 56. That's 84% winning percentage. That's Reed May from Brownstown. Number six position, 26 years. We talked about him last week. Eric Moore. Eric Moore, the coach for Fisher Grove Trojans, 268 and 77. 78% winning percentage. 6-yard approach. Schultz getting ready to kick off, soccer style. There's the whistle. Here's the approach. He'll boot it. It's going to be a high. Trying to get the onside kick through the air. The ball was caught by Blue Devil right here. I think it was Aiden Toll. Some folks don't realize you can call for a fair catch. That ball didn't hit the surface first. You can call for a fair catch anywhere on the field there. The Blue Devils are going to have a good starting position here at their own 42-yard line. We're going to bring the left hash. The 11:54 clock has not begun here. Split out wide right is Aiden Cole. Wide left side, short side of field, Nate Powell. Shotgun, Ben Cooper. Eli Carter in the backfield. There's a snap. Eli Carter gets the handoff. He'll dive it right side, there at left. He'll pick up about two. About a two-yard gain. They'll reset. They'll line it back up at the left hash. It's going to be a one-yard gain. Second down, nine. Clock moving, 11:35. We're in the second quarter, 7-7, right here at Tipton High School. Kind of brisk night. Probably kicked off about 46. About 10 o'clock, supposed to be about 44 degrees. Next week, we're going to see 65 on Tuesday, or maybe Monday. Shot just pass play. Going to find the target. And that's Aiden Cole. Set down route right there. He's going to pick up seven on a good throw from Ben Cooper. He's going to be spotted at the 50-yard line. Clock moving inside 11 minutes here in the second quarter. Going to bring up third down two. Third down two. And Eastbrook showing the four-man front. Going to show a five. Five-man front for Eastbrook. Three linebackers. Shotgun. Going to get the snap against Eli Carter. He'll dive it. He's going to try to get a yard there. He needed two. See where that forward progress stops him right here. A little double check. 49-yard line. It's going to be fourth and one. Fourth down one. See what the Blue Devils are going to do. Levi Burkett has entered the ballgame, but he's going to be a receiver. He is a punter. And he's going to go up to the line of scrimmage. He's going to be a wideout. So they'll work it right there. He's going to be in the backfield. Under center, right there, with a handoff, he got a fullback and a tailback. Ben Cooper calling the cadence, trying to get Eastbrook to go offside and see if it's going to happen. They're going to call a delay a game. Delay a game, Blue Devils were trying to earn the first down by penalty. Eastbrook would not budge. So they're going to back it at five on the delay a game, and Levi Burkett will be asked to punt this ball out of there. Levi Burkett going to step back to punt this. He's 6 foot, 190. His longest punt this season, 52 yards. He's got three inside the 20. That won't happen here. He averages 33.4. He's back about 14 yards deep. Good snap. He puts a boot into it. It's going to be a line drive shot. Going to go left side. Going to go out of bounds on the opposite sideline. So he goes out of bounds. He's spotted about the 32-yard line, Eastbrook territory. They'll bring it into the right hash. And Eastbrook will try their second possession of the evening. 7-7 ball game, 9:33 left for the second quarter at Tipton High School. Sectional 36. Tonight's winner here will play next week. They'll play either Fort Wayne Lures or Eastside. He'll take the handoff, give him the second man through. 22 the ball carrier. That's Isaiah Dalton. Dalton dives it forward. Going to pick up about five. Going to bring up a second down and five for Eastbrook. They'll bring it back in. Spotted. Right here at the right edge. 42-yard line. Under center, Jed Engel. Deep motion. I'm going to give it again. Ball carrier is Dalton. Isaiah Dalton. It's still spotted at the 40-yard line. It's going to bring up a third down. They need about 2.5. Dalton, the ball carrier, getting a lot of carries. He entered this ball game averaging 8.5 per carry. He's got 11 touchdowns. To pick up a first down there, the guy that forward is actually Gage Engel doing the work right there. He'll take it out to the 47-yard line. He'll move to Keynes. They'll check the wristbands. Under center, Jed Engel. He's directing some traffic. Deep motion. They're going to give it to second man through, just inside the 50, to about the 47 of Tipton. Ball carrier once again, 22, and Isaiah Dalton checking the play through the sideline, taking a little bit of a breather. 28 on the play clock, 8:15 on the game clock, clock moving under center jet angle. Take a quick snap, he'll hand off right there, 22, Isaiah Dalton. Dalton works the right side, breaks contained just for a moment. The Blue Devils put the tackle on him. They're going to spot him inside the 45, about the 44-yard line. Going to bring up third down and a long one. Going to open up to the hole, dive play, first down to the 40-yard line of Tipton. Late flag comes in. Late flag comes in. Got some guys talking to one another, and this is probably going to be a 15-yarder, and it's going to be marked off. A sportsmanlike is going to be called on Tipton. So retaliation is where you find the person that's going to get the flag. You could tell that there was steam flowing from the two players right there. One was Eastbrook, because I saw one of the Eastbrook players pushing his buddy back to the huddle. So retaliation's not a good thing. 7:43, clock stops for the moment. They'll roll it now. Ball spotted at the 25-yard line of Tipton territory. Under center, Chet Engel. He'll reverse out. He'll hand off to his brother, Dave Engel. Sophomore running back. He'll be stopped right there. And on the stop, Brogan London. Brogan London for the Blue Devils. Brogan London enters this ballgame with 133 tackles on the season. Looking for the right hash under center, Jet Engel. He goes off the throw. Play action pass. He goes to the end zone. Going to be intercepted. Back in the end zone, Eli Carter. That ball didn't leave Jet's hand very well. It was a bit wobbly. And he turned about 30, 35 yards to the back of the end zone. And Eli Carter comes up with the first turnover in tonight's ballgame, interception for Carter. So let's spot it there. The Blue Devils will take over. Eli Carter picks up his second interception on the season. So they'll find it at the 20-yard line, bring it out from a touchback. Caught in the back of the end zone. Eli Carter now in the backfield behind Ben Zuber. Blue Devils take over on offense. 7:06 left for the second quarter. Going to take it. Keeping the football, Ben Zuber. Hoover's going to pick up another first down. He'll pick up 13 on a good fake to Eli Carter. They'll keep it. He'll go the other way. Fools a lot of players. Did have one stay at home, but they caught him after he'd already gained 14 yards. 6:52, clock moving. 7-7 ball game. First and 10, Blue Devils. Working it from their own 34-yard line. From the right hash. Slot left. Slot right short side of field. Single man in the backfield, Eli Carter. He'll empty the backfield. He'll throw a lateral pass left side. Long handoff to Eli Carter. Carter takes it out across the 35 to about the 37-yard line. He'll move the box in a little bit. He'll pick up about 4 yards. Ball spotted at the 37-yard line. Tipton territory from the left hash. Ben Hoover brings the play in from the sideline. They'll break huddle right there. 16 on the play clock. 6 minutes straight up here in the second quarter. Shotgun formation, Vince Hoover. Slot right, Eli Carter in the backfield. He'll get the handoff. He'll dive it forward. One hole. They get across the 40. Be about a yard shy of the first down. They'll spot it out to the 43-yard line. Line to gain is the 44-yard line. They need a yard. It's third down. They're calling it two on the board. It's about 1.5. Blue Devils from the huddle. They'll adjourn in unison. Just inside the left hash. From the 43, they need the 44. Third down. Shotgun, 5 yards deep. Single man in the back, hitting like Carter. Slot right. High snap. And they're calling encroachment. Offside, because he called against Eastbrook. Eastbrook going to get this one a first down by penalty. And so let's put the ball back out to the 48, just beyond the 48-yard line. 5 yard mark off. Gifton gets his new set of downs. First and 10 inside the left hash. Shotgun formation, Vince Hoover. Split out wide and right is Nate Powell. Wide left is Aiden Cole. Single man in the backfield, Eli Carter. Calling the cadence, he'll take the snap. Pass play, looking left side, looking for Aiden Cole. Pass is a bit tall. A little bit tall for Aiden Cole to handle. And as y'all know, the sideline, Vince Hoover passed himself on the chest. He knows that was him. He takes full ownership. So, clock stopped. It's 4:56. Let's jog back to the huddle. 7-7 ball game. We're in the second quarter. 4:56 left here in the second quarter. They re-spot the ball at the 48-yard line of Gibson. Shotgun formation, slide right. Tight end left. Tight end right, double tight. Shotgun, pass play, looking right side. Going to be intercepted. Overthrew Aiden Cole right into the hands. Right there, number 37, Logan Collins. He's a senior, 5'9", 185. So they trade footballs right there. They go interception in the end zone from Jed Engel. They go interception right here at the 42-yard line of Eastbrook from Vince Hoover. Vince Hoover's third interception this season. Jet Engel has thrown two. So ball spotted at the 42-yard line. Left hash. They break huddle. They're working from the huddle here. 4:50. Change of possession. Clock will start on the snap. They'll go under center with Jet Engel. He's going to open up. He's going to go run right side. He'll block him out front. He'll break contain. He'll get across the sticks. He'll pick up 10. He'll pick up 15. Jet Engel, the ball carrier. Be tackled out of bounds. In on the stop there was Drew Service. Also, Zane Goodrich in on the stop. So they move the chains. The ball goes into Tipton territory. Spotted at the 43-yard line from the right hash. They'll work it with no huddle again. Under center, Jet Engel. Near motion. Going to hand off. First guy through is the fullback, number 44. That's Gage Engel. Gage Engel, a lot of second effort there. Picks up a couple of extra yards. That spots the ball just outside the 35-yard line. Going to be second down, two. So working from under center, he'll take the ball himself. He'll dive it forward. Jet Engel, quarterback sneak. Last year, his quarterback sneak netted him 4 touchdowns in a non-winning cause. So they're going to move the chains. Going to say it's the first down. Took an eyeball look at it. Having 4 sets of hash marks on a varsity field is very, very helpful. A lot of effort to get 4 sets of hash marks. You don't see that usually on a junior high field. Under center, Jet Engel. Deep motion. Isaiah Dalton, he'll pitch it. Good pitch to right side, 44. Gage Engel, the ball carrier. He's going to stay in the field of play, did not get out of bounds. Going to be close to a first down there. They're going to take an eyeball look at it. He's going to be evidently just shy of first. Second down, 1 for Eastbrook. 3.5 minutes left here in the second quarter. Eastbrook on the 23-yard line of Gibson. They'll dive it forward. They'll get a first down. They'll move to 6. Just inside the 20-yard line. 3:23 clock will roll now. Umpire rolls the clock. Chains are set. It's first and 10 from the 19-yard line, Tipton territory. Double wing. They're going to hand off. Isaiah Dalton, the ball carrier, is going to make a trip to the end zone. Found an opening. It went 4-hole, maybe 6-hole. Found an opening. Found the end zone from 19 yards out. Eastbrook, their first lead of the ball game. 13-7. The jog out once again with Lucas Schiltz. Lucas Schiltz has played in all 10 ball games. He wears number 36. 6'4", 150. The holder is going to be Jet Ingles. Jet Ingles calling for another player. They're calling for another player. The play clock just begun, so they got plenty of time. 3:05 here in the second quarter. They need the right tackle. They've got him now. They're asking for the snap. That's Jet Ingles. There's the hold. The boot, Lucas Schiltz. Through the uprights. Good. It's a 14-7 ball game. Eastbrook in front. So 3:05 left. Shifton going to take the receive the kickoff. No timeouts being utilized yet. Shifton's got three in their back pocket. 3:05 left. Probably see some strategy coming up right here. So they're going to boot the ball away. It's going to be Lucas Schiltz. Lucas Schiltz going to get the football. Take it to the 40-yard line. Blue Devils going to set up their receiving team. They're waiting for the kickoff team. No whistle quite yet. No whistle needed. Eastbrook going to come out and kick the ball away. Going to hand the football to Lucas Schiltz. Eastbrook Panther place kicker. Kickoff. Their punter is number 75, Isaac Rand. He's only punted 9 times this season. He's their only punter. This empty approach from Schiltz. Soccer style, he put a boot into it. He'll be taken at the 2-yard line. On the return right here is Nate Powell looking for an opening. He'll take it out near the 20. He'll be stopped at about the 19. Lucas Schiltz does have 32 touchbacks off his right foot this season. That one there would have gone in the end zone. Nate Powell elects to run it out. He gets it out to the 19. That's pretty much about the same as a touchback. Pretty good return there by Nate Powell. 2:58 on the game clock. Going to line up right side is Sam Ridgway. Trip to the left. Working it from just inside the left hash. Shotgun. Going to hand the ball off. Eli Carter, he's got an opening. He's got a first down and more. He's going to pick up about 15 on the carry. Eli Carter just about broke it. One more guy to beat. So let's pick up a first down. We're going to roll the clock now. 2:50, clock moving, 2:48. We're in the second quarter. It's 14-7. Eastbrook just went out in front. Tipton, 3 timeouts in their back pocket. On the drive, ball spotted out to the 34-yard line. Tipton territory. Slot right, slot left from the left hash. Motion out of backfield. He's going to pathway across the middle. Found Nate Powell. Makes the catch. Powell makes the catch out to the 45. Nate Powell still on the surface. He might have got the breath knocked out of him. I would guess that's it. I would hope so. Breath knocked out of him. I tell you what, that breath leaves your body. You wonder how you're going to get it back sometimes. But it just works out. Nate Powell grimacing a little bit to his feet. He's down in catcher's position right now. Walking out there, Coach Burke, athletic trainer, checking on him. They'll pull him off the field here. They'll check him out. A great catch. He knew he was going to take some pain right there, but he made a catch. Brought the ball down with him as he high-pointed the football. 2:22 on the game clock. Nate Powell getting looked at on the sideline. Clock rolling. Split left, split right is Aiden Cole. Shotgun, Eli Carter in the backfield. Carter gets the handoff and stops a yard shy of getting back to the line of scrimmage. Tripped up in the backfield. They're going to call it a loss of 2. It's going to be second down, 12. Jeff Hoover back to the huddle in a hurry. It started to play clock at 40. It's at 25 now. 151 clock rolling. Second quarter, 14-7. Eastbrook in front. Shotgun formation, Jeff Hoover. Single man in the backfield to his right. He's got Carter. He dropped the throw. Pass play. You're long one in. Looking for Aiden Toll. He goes out of bounds. He throws the ball away. Lives for another down. Double coverage right there. He was looking at Aiden Toll. Had to get rid of it. Nate Powell is going to walk back into the huddle. Nate Powell, basketball player himself, 6'4". Standing beside basketball player to my left right here, about 6'3". But on the football field tonight, they break unison out of the huddle. We go through the line of scrimmage. Ball spotted at the 46-yard line of Eastbrook. Shotgun. Good stop play right here. Timeout called by the Blue Devils. Blue Devils call their first. They have two more. 1:33 left on the second quarter clock. So the Blue Devils are going to talk this over here on the numbers at the 50, closer to this sideline. And Eastbrook Panthers talking it over at their 35-yard line. What a game. I tell you what, a good game. Everybody knew this was going to be the game of the sectional. Pretty close to thinking that way. But I'm working pretty good. And we'll go ahead and mention number 7 position, winningest coaches in the state of Indiana. 24 years, it's Mike Goble, Evansville, modern day, 245 wins, 78 losses, at 76% winning percentage. And at number 8, 28 years in his back pocket, that's Kevin O'Shea. Kevin O'Shea, I kind of like that guy. He went to school at McCutcheon. Played quarterback there. He's at North Central High School in Indianapolis. 239-100. 71% percentage wins. They're a stop play again. Tiffin is called a second timeout back-to-back. I'll talk this over once again. And I'm at the number 9 position. 31-year coach, Mark Bless out of Avon. 239 wins, 114 losses, at 68% winning percentage. At the 10th position, 30-year coach Mike Johnson. He was at Pioneer. He's now at Logansport. Mike Johnson, 238 wins, 115 losses, at 67% winning percentage. And at number 11, John Hendricks. John Hendricks, 28-year coach. He used to coach right there at Northwestern Tigers High School back in the Mid-Indiana Conference. He decided he didn't want to travel, and the Hoosier Conference travel, or Hoosier Conference showed up. He went a couple places. He's now at Winamac, back to his hometown. 232 wins, 97 losses, 71% winning percentage. Shotgun, Ben Cooper, slot left, tight end right. Going to hand off, going to give it to Eli Carter. He's slowed up in the backfield. He's going to try to break the chain. He got caught in the backfield. Couple buddies showed up. They're going to back him up to the 50. It's going to be fourth down and 15. So the Blue Devils are going to send out their punting units. Snap this ball from the 50-yard line. 1:05 left. They're in the second quarter. Play clock's at 13. They're fine. Going to stand at about the 36-yard line. They're going to pump this out of there. They're going to use Eli Carter. Eli Carter backs up. And Gibson calls their third and final timeout. So 45.5 left. They ate some clock right there. Used the play clock, elapsed some of the game clock, called their final timeout before they lost 5 yards. Pretty good thinking right there. Strategy is always good. And we'll also mention Number 34 position, he's an 18-year coach. That's Steve Stern. He's now at North Decatur. 139 wins, 77 losses, 64% winning percentage. And keep in mind, in the state of Indiana, there are 304 coaches. And I'll mention that number 37 is in his 17th year. That's Coach Aaron Toll. Aaron Toll tipped in Blue Devils. 129 wins, 65 losses, 67% winning percentage. Ball spotted 50-yard line. Right hash, back to punt, is Eli Carter. 45.5 left in the second quarter. They'll ask for the snap. They'll boot it out of there. High punt right there. Going to bounce at the 25. Going to go the opposite way. The Shipton wouldn't like it to go. It's going to backtrack, and it's going to be spotted at the 35. So 7-yard bounce on the comeback. And Eastbrook going to take over at their own 37. Spotted from the left hash. Eastbrook going to huddle up for this play call. 35.2 left. We're nearing halftime. Going to line up under center. This is Jet Engel. Tight bunch. He's going to kneel down. He's going to take a knee. He'll lose a yard. They'll roll the clock, and it's going to empty out. Play clock is underneath the game clock. I should say the play clock is underneath, so they're going to roll it out. Both teams are going to jog off the field. Clock's still moving, 18 seconds. So it's going to roll out of here, and then we're at halftime pretty much. Clock rolling out, 10 seconds left. Both teams on their way off the field. And a good game in the works. Halftime, Eastbrook in front, 14-7. We're going to unplug this just for a moment. So we're at halftime, and the Blue Devils score first, take their opening drive, put it in the end zone, point after good. Eastbrook takes their first kickoff of tonight. They take it to distance. Get a touchdown right there. And it's a 7-7 ball game. Eastbrook, couple of carries later after the interception. They go down and get their own interception. And then on that drive, they drive it down, put it in the end zone. It's a 14-7 ball game. And then Tipton Blue Devils, Eastbrook Panthers. Working right here. 14-30. On the game clock, we're at halftime intermission. And a good game in the works right now. We'll let you know a little bit about the National High School Football Rankings. Presently, these are the top 10. At 8-0, number one position, at modern day, out of Santa Ana, California. At second position, also 8-0, IMG Academy. That's in Bradenton, Florida. At 9-0, in the third position, that's Westlake, Austin, Texas. That is the home school of Drew Brees. And at fourth position, they're 9-1, St. John Bosco, Bellflower, California. At fifth position, at 10-0, Collins Hill, Suwanee, Georgia. At sixth position, they're 9-0. Bergen Catholic, Oradell, New Jersey. Seventh position, they're 8-2. At Servite, they're in Anaheim, California. At eighth position, 10-0. Yep, 10-0. At Citrus Grove, the Trojans, coached by Eric Moore. That's in Greenwood, Indiana. In ninth position, 9-0, at Katy High School in Katy, Texas. Tenth position, they're 8-0, that's Chandler High School, Chandler, Arizona. So, we're at halftime. Got a pretty special view happening right here. Got the Ford truck down the track. Right, so you're probably Tipton Ford bringing those out, and they're getting ready to unveil a banner. Pretty good size banner, maybe 6 feet long. They're going to roll it out. Several folks down there on the track getting ready to do this. Got a couple of Ford trucks, four doors, and I'm see what this is going to be. Unveil. And I'm double check.
Tonight, joining us on the field are owners of Tipton Ford, Doug and Kelly Shepard, and their children, Tyler, Alex, Riley, and Finn. Also joining us is Tipton Ford client care specialist, Jenny Brown, and her children, Tipton Olympic students, Jan and Lena Brown. At this time, we ask you to please direct your attention to above the press box. This is one of the shortest versions of the Spirit of the Lord, Tipton Ford, as the main important direct partner for the Tipton Olympic Football Field. For years to come, Tipton Ford Field will continue to be home to the winning level football tradition.
So, Tipton High School,
Tipton
Ford, Tipton Ford Field.
Tipton Ford. Officer Lori Rayner and husband Dave. Officer Lisa Poole and husband Ryan. Technician Matthew White and family. Technician Ross Bates and family. And field consultant Zach Harris.
Tipton Ford.
Tipton Ford.
You got a jersey enclosed in glass right there, number 21, likely for the year 21. Tipton Ford up above the Blue Devil football jersey in glass.
So for the new year, the Blue Devil football at now Tipton Ford Field.
So pretty nice. Dan Young. Couple of years ago, donated the scoreboard, got a brand new scoreboard, couple of years old. Got the magenta light bulbs, can see that for miles. And I know Omni Electric helped out with the play clock. Omni Electric hooked up the scoreboard too. So they're passing some footballs out to the audience, some blue footballs. Everybody's getting into the act. But actually, they're t-shirts. They're tossing out t-shirts, blue t-shirts, to the Tipton crowd. Got a cowbell. I don't know much about a cowbell on a football game. But anyway. So they're throwing these blue items out to the crowd. We are at halftime, just under 8 minutes left on the intermission clock. Tipton High School, Eastbrook Panthers make their drive over from Marion, Indiana. Right here, Highway 5, pretty close to it. And then they drive over Eastbrook in front at halftime, 14-7. They got one touchdown on the ground, one in the air, one through the air, Jed Engle, to Isaiah Dalton. Blue Devils put it in the end zone. Their first possession, Eli Carter, 19-yard run. He appears at the left side, finds the left pylon, his favorite place. Eli Carter, 28 running touchdowns, 28 rushing touchdowns on the season thus far. So we're waiting for halftime. He's getting ready to go by. Just under 7 minutes left. And we'll also remind you, putmeinsports.com. Since beginning in 2008, putmeinsports.com has been bringing internet radio, high school sports, to the listening ears of the IHSAA fans. Football in the fall with the Clifton Blue Devils, basketball this winter with the Clifton Blue Devils, and baseball each spring with Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. We welcome you to continue listening to high school sports, and we thank you for listening to PutMeInSports.com. We'd also like to thank our sponsors for 2021. Blue Devil sponsors, they are Rutledge Well Drilling. They're in Atlanta. Indiana Express Rentals, to find in the south edge of Nobleville. Michelle Garman, she writes for the Clifton Tribune. She's down below us right now working in the press box. Also, AGM Auto. AGM Auto, they're in Arcadia, out on Howard Avenue. Encompass Credit Union, they're right here in Clifton, also in Frankfort and Kokomo. Blue Devil Boilermaker, that's kind of a secret right now. I'll tell you what, Blue Devil Boilermaker, that gentleman has re-upped, and he's going to sponsor Blue Devil basketball also. We appreciate him and his wife. Also, Tipton Ace Hardware, they're right here in town, east on 28. Nobleville Trophies, that's Nobleville, 1720 South 10th Street. The Tree Guy, the Tree Guy Tree Removal. If you want to call Craig, I tell you what, he's the hardest guy I've ever seen work. And he'll climb the tree to get the tree down and make it look very nice on the ground surface when he's done. That Tree Guy, Tree Removal. And Fritz Auto Sales and Service. Fritz Auto Sales and Service. He's been a great sponsor for putting me in sports all 13 years he's been there. We are appreciative of Mr. Fritz. Also, Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21 agent. She's also a broker. She's also been there for putting me in sports 13 years and running. Also, Dean's Auto Parts. He sells CarQuest Auto Parts at Dean's Auto Parts. Right there, just the south edge off of 19, right there in Cicero, Indiana. Also, Casey's Dumpsters. Casey's Dumpsters, I tell you what, rather than load your truck up about four or five loads, call Casey's Dumpsters and they'll hook you up with a 5, 10, or 15-yard dumpster. Get the job done quicker. Also, Jim Dandy Restaurant. Jim Dandy Restaurant, they're in Tipton. They're in Nobleville. They're also in Greenfield. We are appreciative of Jim Dandy Restaurant. Along with Bowl 32, Bowl 32, that's in Noblesville, Indiana, right there off of 32 on the west edge of Noblesville. They also have Big Dog Pizza. Big Dog Pizza right there inside Bowl 32. Also sponsoring Blue Devil football and basketball, that's Reynolds Farm Equipment. Reynolds Farm Equipment right there on Highway 31. They're located in their address is Atlanta. They're right there at 276th Street, just off the west side of Highway 31. And also Titus Bakery. Titus Bakery and Deli. You can show up there. You can get breakfast and lunch. They close at 2 p.m. Also, a new Remax Realty, they're here in Houston, a new Realty, they've recently changed to Remax. They do quality work. So when I've been inside their office building, and it is nice. They'll treat you right. That's a new Remax Realty. And Discount Copies. Discount Copies, we are really thankful for Discount Copies. They're also right there close to Bowl 32. They're right behind Pizza Hut in Noblesville off of State Road 32. Discount Shopping hears from me each and every week during football season. I send them an email, PDF, and I get them blown up rosters for each football team along with some depth charts. Very thankful for Discount Copies. That's Sarah and her mom, Teresa. And also, Atlanta Earth Festival. The Atlanta Earth Festival was a good sponsor. We promoted the Atlanta Earth Festival for the first six weeks of this season. They are they have the Earth Festival, as you know, the fourth weekend in September. I understand they had a pretty good turnout this year for the first year back after COVID, and I guess they're going strong. So support the Atlanta Earth Festival next season, the fourth weekend in September. Clock's rolling down, 1:05 left. They'll put three more minutes on the clock here momentarily. And then they'll go with that, and they'll let the guys stretch back out. It's under a minute. Here comes the Eastbrook Panthers. They're jogging out. They've got their own locker room. East side right there of the complex here. The Blue Devils getting ready to make their way out. 34 seconds here in the intermission. They will put another 3 minutes out there. The Blue Devils working their way across the track right now. They're going to jog out. They'll run down the sideline. They'll stretch out. They'll get loose. Eastbrook stretching out right now in their lines, about 6-7 lines. Blue Devils being let out by Ben Hoover, quarterback. He's going to get loose on the sideline. They're working it right there. And then they'll put 3 more minutes on the clock. The whistle sounds. 15 minutes has gone by. They put 3 on there and roll the clock. 2:57. So they're working right there. When this tournament started, this is the 49th annual IHSAA football tournament. When this tournament started, there were 314 schools. They said that was going to take 308 games to get through a six-week tournament. Schools entered for the first time in this tournament. There are 2 of them, Camden Central. They start in 5A, Sectional 9, and Crystal House. They start in 3A, Sectional 29. The schools playing up one class due to the tournament success factor. There are 3 of them. That's Indianapolis Bishop's Retard, Class 4A, Sectional 22. Western Boone, they're now in 3A, Sectional 28. And Lafayette Central Catholic now playing in Class 2A, Sectional 37. We're going to talk with Sam right now. Sam's going to let us know about these football picks for NFL. I tell you what, they're right back here on the back wall. Sam, did you watch the Colts game last night?
I did not. I watched some of it, but I saw it was a pretty high-scoring game.
Like I said, it's 45-30. Colts got the win, but I heard on TV this morning that 45-30 an NFL game, that's the first time that's ever been the score of any NFL game.
It sounds like an unusual score. That doesn't surprise me at all.
Third down on 5:59. Go figure.
Go figure.
But anyway, hey, who's going to win? Here's the Sunday, November 7th pick. 1 p.m. games, Minnesota at Baltimore.
I'm going to have to go Baltimore at that one. Yeah, for sure.
Well, I hope not, but you're probably right. New England is at Carolina.
I got New England on that one.
All right, Cleveland is at Cincinnati.
Shit, yeah, I think Cincinnati can come out with that one. Cleveland just got rid of Odell today.
Yeah, I guess the locker room kind of... But anyway, that's the battle of the Ohios.
Yeah.
That'd be good. Denver is at Dallas.
I'm going to have to go Dallas.
That'd be good. I think Dak's probably back this week. All right, Buffalo at Jacksonville.
I got Buffalo. Josh Allen's been doing really good this year.
Houston at Miami.
I'm going to have to go Miami. Houston's just not in this year.
Atlanta at New Orleans.
New Orleans, yeah.
Las Vegas at the New York Giants.
I think I'm going to have to go Giants on that one.
L.A. Chargers at Philadelphia. Okay. We'll have to get that a little bit later, but this football game is a lot more important than those football games. We're going to replug in one moment. Okay. We're plugged in. Tipton's going to kick off. Dakota Ferg backed up by 6 yards, soccer style. 24 minutes, second half, he deserves a kick. High kick, end under end, taken at the 15 by Eastbrook. Looking for an opening. Going to be tackled right there. Be tackled near the 25, maybe the 26-yard line. So let's put it in play right there. And Eastbrook will take over. First possession, second half. So they're going to put it in play right there. Ball's at the right hash. 27-yard line. Eastbrook to the line of scrimmage. Under center, Jet Engel. Deep motion. Handoff. Right side, Blue Devils. Put the stop to it. A brick wall of Blue Devils.
Gain of one.
It's going to be second down 9. The linebacker up at the line of scrimmage. No huddle. Under center right there is Jet Engel. His brother, fullback in the backfield. He's going to roll left. Jet Engel's the ball carrier. Flag comes in the backfield. Umpire sees the flag. Out near the 25. We'll see if he picked up a holding penalty. We'll find out. It's going to be a holding penalty against Eastbrook. And then they'll work it from right there. They'll back it up 10 from where the flag lay. So I'm moving back to the 15-yard line. So clock rolling, 11:23. Left here in the third quarter, the 14-7 ballgame. Eastbrook in front. Eastbrook with the football. Opening first half, second half. We're going to make the pass. Flag comes in. See what the play is going to be. Was a reach out there? We'll see. We're going to get the umpire's look. He called it himself. Personal foul. Personal foul. I guess I'm roughing the quarterback. Roughing the quarterback. They're going to walk off 15 for back there. It's not going to be the first down yet. Not an automatic. It's going to be 7 yards shy. It'll be second down over. Second and 7. So, Paul's nosed up to the 30-yard line. Trying to get on the same page here. Umpire checking the sideline is Eastbrook. And I guess they are going to make it automatic. I'm not sure how. But here we go. First and 10 from the 30, from the left hash. Under center, Jet Engel. It's a handoff. Second guy through. That's Isaiah Dalton. Isaiah Dalton, number 22. He's going to pick up about a yard and a half, maybe 2. It's going to be second down 8. So still at the line of scrimmage. They'll check their wristbands. Line up under center, Jet Engel. To wing back left side, Dalton going in motion of the pitch on the option play. Pitch it to number 22, instead of 44. Day jingle the ball carrier. And take it out to the 40 to 39 yard line. It's going to be third down one. Under center, Jed Engel. Might call his own number. He does. Dives forward, going to get first down yardage. Just enough. Jed Engel moves the chains. Jed Engel, 6 foot, 195. About 180 a year ago. Likely been in that weight room over at Eastbrook. Checking their wristbands. 10-10 left. Clock moving. Third quarter. It's 14-7. Eastbrook in front. The reverse out. Hands off. 44. Gage Engel. Gage Engel a little bit minimal to no gain. He'll pick up maybe a yard and a half. He's spotted back to the 42-yard line. Ball spotted at the in the middle of the field. Game clock, 9:45, rolling. Working on the center. Going to run the option play. Dalton gets tripped up there. Credit to tackle, Eli Carter. Eli Carter, the only guy that could have got him, and he got him earlier. He had a lot of green grass in front of him. Third down, 7. Ball spotted at the 44-yard line of Eastbrook. Under center. He'll come back up out of carry, go check the wristband. He might change the play. He's going to change the play. Down lineman got to stay down. They were all on down. He lost his footing. Trying to get back with him. Looking for a pass play. Jed Engel from under center. Trying to get back in a hurry. Trips up on his own retard. Going to bring up fourth down. He lost yardage. He lost 5 on the play. We're going to put it back to the 39-yard line. They're going to punt it out of there. We're going to see a punt right here by the Eastbrook Panthers. Back to punt, 75, Isaac Rands. This will be his 10th punt of the season. They'll boot it. It's going to be end over end. It's going to bounce it to 30. Bounce up, taking it to 21 by Nate Powell. He's going to work it right side. He's at the Blue Devil sideline. He's going to go out of bounds on his own. Going to not take a big hit. They're going out of bounds at the 48-yard line of Tipton. 52 yards away from pay dirt for the Blue Devils. They nose it up to the 48 from the right hash. And Tipton will put the ball in play. First possession, second half. Game clock. Stationary, change of possession. 8:19, they'll start on the snap. Play clock to 18. Last scrimmage. Shotgun snap taken by Vancouver. They'll hand it off to Eli Carter. They get a good clock. He's inside the 40. They're going to throw a flag. Umpire's going to jog up and throw a flag, and in all likelihood it is. It's going to be a preliminary call of holding against the Blue Devils. The flag was at the 43. They'll back it up into Tipton territory to the 47. So it'll be first down again. It'll be first and 11. Nullify a good run, but it is first and 11. 47-yard line inside the right hash. Shotgun formation, Dent Hoover. Trips to the left. Put out wide right of Sam Ridgway. Eli Carter in the backfield. Take the snap. He'll hand off to Carter. Carter goes one hole, tripped up, knocked down at the 49-yard line. So they'll start it right there. Call it second down 9. So Vancouver in the huddle. Call the play. 49-yard line is the right hash for the Blue Devils. Trailing by 7. 14-7. We're in the third quarter, 7:24. Clock moving. Trips to the left. Put out wide right is Nate Powell. Dropping the throw. Looking for Powell. The ball torn up. He's going to take it down. Couldn't reach it. A little bit overthrown. Not much. Kind of had to hurry the throw there. He could have just stepped into that throw. He kind of slings it a little bit. But goes incomplete out front of the hands of Nate Powell. They respotted 49-yard line. Third down, 9. 7:14 on the game clock. Stopped after the incompletion. See the line of scrimmage, Blue Devils, 10 seconds on the play clock. Slot left, in the slot is Nate Powell. Put out wide left of Dayton Cole. Shotgun, pass play. Going to get to Nate Powell. He's going to have a first down. He could be gone. Nate Powell behind the defense. He's going all the way in. Touchdown, 51-yard pass play from Vancouver to Nate Powell. Nate Powell, earlier this season, had a 69-yard pass play from Hoover. They tag-teamed that one with this 51-yarder. Nick Hughes on to kick the point after. Aiden Cole, the holder, he's going to call for the snap. Snap's good, hold's good, kick is good. We got a tie game once again. 14-14. Tipton and Eastbrook locked up at 14. 7:03 on the game clock. Vince Hoover links up with Nate Powell. Nate Powell high pointed it. There was double coverage there. He comes down with it. He comes down with his feet moving. Got in front of the defense. Got well in front of the defensive backs. They could not catch him. So, another kickoff. Tipton going to boot the ball away to Eastbrook. We've almost played 5 minutes into the second half, and Tipton ties the ball game at 14. Dakota getting ready to kick off. Dakota third. He's a sophomore. I did work with Dakota a little bit. I retrieved some kicks for him in practice a few weeks ago. He's got a good foot. 6 yards deep, soccer style. Waiting for the whistle. There's the whistle. Here's the approach for Dakota Ferg. High kick, end under end. They're going to be taking it to 15. They're going to reverse it. Dalton, the ball carrier. Isaiah Dalton, they're taking it out across the 30 to about the 34-yard line. Eastbrook puts the reverse in on a kickoff return. They're going to spot it at the 33-yard line. I'll take that back to spot at the 34 from the right hash. Eastbrook Panthers in the huddle. They adjourn. They go through the line of scrimmage. From the right hash, it's 1st and 10. Third quarter, 6:57 remaining. They head off to Dalton. It's Isaiah Dalton. He works on the right side. Fuzzy game. Might have picked up 4. They're going to spot it out at the 33-yard line, just across the 32, from the right hash. Double H-back, demotion. They'll hand it back the other way. Dalton, and the Blue Devils right there to stop it after for no gain. Aiden Poland on the stop. Brogan London, also in on the stop for the Blue Devils. Number 65, Kipper Barnett. Shotgun, 3rd down, 6. Drop to throw, Engel. Looking left, pass play, caught it. 1st down to the 48-yard line. Credit the catch, Race Biddle. Race Biddle, a sophomore, 5'6", 130. Pretty good throw it right there from Engel. 1st and 10. New set of downs for Eastbrook Panthers. Ball's just across the 48 to about the 48.5. Going to roll right, pass play, Engel lets it go, tall, over the head of Dalton. Trying to find Isaiah Dalton. He was a good target in the first half. They spot it back out to the 49. They gained half a yard on that spot. So, 2nd down, 10. 5:47. Clock stopped after the incompletion. Play clock to 10 to check the wristbands. Under center is Jed Engel. Double wing to go deep motion. They're going to run the option. Engel flips it to Gage Engel. So working right and left, he gets across the 6. He's got a first down. He needed 10. He got 15. They'll bring it in. They'll spot it at the Blue Devil, 36.5. Under center, Jed Engel, 1st and 10. Dive play, left side, one hole, number 44. That's Gage Engel. Gage Engel, positive gain. Gage Engel, 5'10", 185. Younger brother of Jed Engel. To check the wristbands, ball spotted at the 37-yard line. Called the 35, handoff. Left side, Gage Engel. Gage Engel getting some momentum, calling his number consecutively. 1st and 10, the chains move. Ball spotted at the 20-yard line. No depth right there. They've reached the red zone. They look for the play at the sideline. 4:53, clock moving. Third quarter, 14-14. Eastbrook now at the Tipton red zone. We'll take the handle, give the ball. We give it to Gage Engel. He dives forward. Blue Devils right there. Brogan London in on the stop. Chase Higgins right there. They'll spot it inside the 20 near the 18-yard line. It's 2nd down, 8. Under center, Engel. Quick snap. And hand off left side. That's one hole. They give it to Engel. That's Gage Engel. Strong young man dives the ball forward. Gage Engel on the season. Came into this ball game 131 carries for 862. 6.6 yards per carry average for Gage Engel. He's the fullback. Deep motion, Dalton. They're going to hand off to Engel. Engel inside the 5. That's time is about the 4.5. It's going to be 1st and goal. First and goal, Eastbrook. Quick snap, he reverses out, gives it to Gage Engel. Gage is held up, he's going to be short of the 2, right around the 2-yard line. 2nd down, goal. From the 2. They bring it back into the right hash. They check the wristband. Under center, Jet Engel. He's going to reverse out and give it to Dalton. Isaiah Dalton. Was left H-back around the quarterback. He goes 4-hole. Touchdown, Isaiah Dalton. 20-14. Eastbrook Panthers send out their point after touchdown unit. Again, the kicker, 36, Lucas Schultz. He's a senior, along with the holder, Jet Engel, also a senior. They'll call for the snap. They'll place it down. They'll boot it through. And it's good. Kicks it to the track. Chris Strong legs for that 6'4" body. They'll boot it off. Tipton will receive once again. It's a one-score ball game. Once again, Eastbrook in front, 21-14. So they'll work it from there. We'll remind you, schools remaining in this tournament, remaining in this higher class due to tournament success. These teams stayed up. They're in. There are 6 teams that had to stay up for this tournament. At Fort Wayne Bishop Dwinger, they're Class 5A, Sectional 11. Indianapolis Cathedral, 5A, Sectional 13. New Palestine, Coach Ralph Kyle, the only coach with 2 first names. He's a good one, though. 5A, Sectional 14, Evansville Memorial, 4A, Sectional 24, Southridge, 3A, 32, and Pioneer, 2A, 34. waiting for the whistle. Lucas Schultz. There's the whistle. 6-yard approach, soccer style. Here's the boot. You're going to pop one up. It's going to be fair caught by Aiden Toll. Aiden Toll uses a fair pitch mechanism. He used that a couple of 3 games ago. And they'll put the ball in play. The Blue Devils will. They'll spot it near the 30. They'll nose it up to the 30-yard line. They'll bring it into the left hash. Blue Devils traveling from my right to my left. Take that back from my left to my right. They're going away from the scoreboard from the now south, from the north to the south. So they'll line up from the right hash. Single man in the backfield is Eli Carter. Split left is Nate Powell. Take that back is Aiden Toll. Split right is Powell to hand off. See Eli Carter in the backfield. He runs into a brick wall. So it's going to bring up second down 10. No gain. Dick Hoover jogging over, getting the play from Coach Destin Shear. They'll jog back in. Play clock at 22. Game clock moving, 2:53. We're in the third quarter. It's 21-14. Eastbrook Panthers in front. Shotgun formation. Eli Carter in the backfield. Dick Hoover calling the cadence. To take a snap, pass play, looking right, pass to Nate Powell, inside out, he got a good move right there, he picked up first down yardage. Nate Powell just got enough. So they moved to 6, they spotted to the 41-yard line. Blue Devils. Blue Devils on the run. First and 10 from the right hash. 41-yard line, Blue Devil territory. 2:14 clock moving. Shotgun. Eli Carter in the backfield slot left, tight end right. Going to veer it out left side. It's Eli Carter looking for an opening. He's going to find a couple of yards, but that's it. That's spotting out to the 42.5, maybe the 42.5 yard line. It's going to be second down. They're calling it 9 on the board. Into the huddle, Vince Hoover calls the play. Play clock at 20. Blue Devils at the line of scrimmage. Split out wide right is Aiden Cole. In the slot right side is Nate Powell. Ridgeway tied in left side. Shotgun. Some decent movement right here. Right side, Brogan London, just a bit of a flinch, not much, but just enough to be seen by the umpire. So they'll back it up 5. It's going to be second down, 14. Maybe a new play comes into the huddle with Vince Hoover. Hard count right there by Vince Hoover. And Brogan had a little bit of difficulty. He's definitely forgivable. What a player. Shotgun. Single man in the backfield is Eli Carter. Slot right. Tight end left. Dropping the throw. Pass play. Deep pass. Looking for Nate Powell. They found him. He's out of bounds at 25-yard line. Nate Powell. Double coverage. Patience. And he waits for that ball to come right down into his arms. Nate Powell, another good play from the senior ball player. 58.2 left. Third quarter, ball's at the 25-yard line of Eastbrook. Working from the right hash, slot left. Straight out wide left is Aiden Cole. In the slot is Nate Powell. Double tight end. Ridgeway and Brogan London. Handoff. So he gives it to Eli Carter. He'll break contain the left side. Try to. He's going to be snuffed in. Credit to tackle right there, number 24. That was Devin Stubbles. Devin Stubbles, he's a junior, 6'2", 165. Stubbles makes a good play on Eli Carter. No gain. Spotted back to the left hash, 25-yard line. Play comes into the huddle with Vince Hoover. They adjourn in unison. 49.8 left. Play went out of bounds. Shaja, single man in the backfield, Eli Carter, slot right, double tight end. There's a snap. He dropped the throw, looking left side. He's all open. That's Sam Ridgway. Sam Ridgway, touchdown. Sam Ridgway with his second touchdown reception on the season. Vancouver threw a strike in the end zone, 25 yards out. Kitchen looking to tie this ball game at 21 with Nick Hughes. So right there, Vancouver, his eighth touchdown pass on the season. There's the boot. It's good. Again, a tie ball game at 21. So they'll work right there. Blue Devils will kick off to the Panthers. And Eli Carter, excuse me, Vancouver, links it up right there with Sam Ridgway. 6'7" target. So they'll work from there. They're taking their own huddles right there, talking this over. Conversation on the field. Couple of officials. Couple of Blue Devil coaches. Now one, continuing the conversation. Coach Stoker. He's calm, cool, and collected. 44.2 left here in the third quarter. Eastbrook breaks huddle, ready to receive. Blue Devils getting ready to break huddle to kick off. 21-21. Blue Devils break huddle. Dakota Hurd going to pick up the football from the East Line judge. He spots it up right there. He'll back up 6 yards. Couple steps to his left. Right-footed kicker. He's waiting for the whistle. Soccer style, Dakota Ferg. Sophomore is the boot. In under air, just to the left side. Picked up right there inside the 15. A nice kick from Dakota Ferg. He kicked it to no man's land. They have to find the football and pick it up. A little bit of a return error, not much. The spot it at the 24. From the right hash, 24-yard line, 40.1 seconds left here in the third quarter. 21-21. They use a huddle for their first huddle on the first and 10. Under center, Jed Engel. The motion from the right halfback, he's going to run the option. Pitches it left. You got an opening. It's 44, Gage Engel. Angle across and out to the 33-yard line. Sign out on the field. They're going to check on him. Gage Engel. They're going to jog over. Athletic trainer. Check on Gage. He might be cramping. One of his buddies right there working his leg out right there. That's Braxton Bowser helping. That's the case. He's cramping on this 45-degree evening. That's why he's a beast. Engel wears number 44, just a sophomore. He got 13 touchdowns on the ground this year. So working his legs right there. Going to work both of them. Got his hands on his helmet there. He's laying down completely. Still going through some difficulty. You know, when you get a cramp, there's not a whole lot you can do about it. You just wait for it to go away. Sometimes you think you can handle it, but you can't really handle a cramp. So they're going to allow some water out there as if it were a timeout. Blue Devils managers jogging out, taking some water. See the Blue Devils. 28.7 seconds left. We're in the third quarter. 21-21. Both these teams familiar with one another. They played twice prior to this game. Last year, Tipton got the win right here. And a year before, Tipton traveled to Eastbrook, and they did not win. Eastbrook got the win over there. So Gage is walking off. And say it's, he's walking off on his own power. He is. He's not being helped. He's got some cramps in those calf muscles. He's still struggling. So he'll get to the sideline. He'll try to get him loose over there. In all likelihood, we will see him again. Just across the 33-yard line. 33 and a half left tag under center. Jed Engel, clock moving. He's going to go dive play. He'll take it himself, call his own number. He'll get the first down out to the 35. He's got to buy a half a yard. 15.7 left. They're going to start the clock. So these teams are set. There it goes. Clock is moving. 13 seconds. Not sure if they'll get this play off. They might. 8 seconds. There's a line of scrimmage under center. Now is Jet. 4 seconds, he got the playoff. They're going to run the option. Ball's loose. Ball's on the ground. Ball is on the ground. Let's see where it came up with. Evidently, Eastbrook jumped on it. So the third quarter empties out. Opportunity there. Just couldn't fall on it first. Ball's lost on the play. It's going to be second and 13. They'll invert the field. They'll bring it back to the right hash. Eastbrook will have it. They'll travel away from the scoreboard in the fourth quarter. They'll go from the north to the south. And I'd like to mention a little bit about good guy right there, S-O-S. Let's see if we can find it. The sheet, S-O-S Football Camp. SOS Football Camp at Scheib O'Hara. Scheib Camp is now in its 23rd season. If you are serious about improving as a football player, this is a camp you need to attend. Call us now or fill out our online registration form to get on your way. SOS says, see you on the field. You can contact Lance Scheib, Coach Lance Scheib. I tell you what, he played football at Warren Central. He played at Purdue. You can catch him at CoachScheib81@gmail.com. Pass play. Engel. Going to hit him in the flat. Going to be a first down. That's Isaiah Dalton. Dalton makes the catch, takes it out to the 50-yard line. It's going to be first and 10. We're in the fourth quarter, 11:50. Clock moving. You can also get SOS Football Camp on the website, sosfootballcamp.com. So in the backfield, we'll take a shotgun snap once again. Second one of the evening to my recollection. Checking the wristband. Jet Engel stands 5 yards deep. He's going to roll right. He's going to follow a block. He's going to break the chains just across the 50. He'll pick up about a yard and a half. Going to call it a yard gain. So he picks up one on the sweep right there from the shotgun. It's going to be second down 9, 11:15, clock rolling. Fourth quarter, tie ball game at 21. Ball's at the 49 of Tipton from the right hash. Under center, Jet Engel. Deep motion. They're going to hand off left side to get a couple yards on the game. Knocked down there. That's number 47, Jason Hale. Jason Hale, a senior, 6'1", 200. He's in the ball game, playing the fullback position for Gage Engel. Gage Engel went out of the ball game, cramping the lower calf area, both legs, under center, Jed Engel. Chop the throw, 3-yard drop. He's going to roll left. looking, let the go incomplete. Incomplete. And he was looking for a target. He had a guy within the area. A lot of folks might have been looking for an intentional grounding, but it was not. So Eastbrook going to send out their punting unit once again. Second time to punt this game for number 75, Isaac Rams. He's a senior. He's 6'1". They've got him listed at 215. I think that's modest. They got three blocking backs in front of him. Going to snap it from the 48 of Tipton. He'll pick it up to the 40. He'll boot it straight down the pipe, and he picks it. Going to go over the head. And that's, that ball goes near the goal line. And you wonder why somebody wouldn't catch that one. But they'll start right there. They'll go from the 2, maybe the 3-yard line. Blue Devils about 98 yards away from Pater. A good sustained drive right here could eat a lot of clock and put it in the end zone. That'd even be better. So, Vince Hoover jogs into the huddle. They're about halfway back in the end zone, huddled up. Spotted at the 3, 97 yards away. Take a shotgun snap, 2 yards deep is Vince Hoover. 6 yards deep is Eli. He'll get the snap, he'll get the handoff, and Eli dives it left side. He takes it out to near the 9. It's going to be a 6-yard gain for Eli Carter. Going to bring up 2nd down 4. Ball is spotted at the middle of the field at the 9-yard line. 9:55, clock moving. We're in the fourth quarter. It's a tie ball game at 21. Shotgun formation, Vince Hoover. Eli Carter in the backfield. Slot left. In the slot is Nate Powell. Put out wide left is Aiden Toll. Double tight end. Handoff. Going to give it to Eli once again. He broke it free. He can broke it left free again. He's across the 20. Spotted at the 22-yard line. Eli Carter, first down and more. They nose it up to the 22-yard line, left tag. Clock rolling, chains are set. 21-21, Blue Devil possession. Started this drive from their 3-yard line. The split out wide right. Aiden Toll split out along with halfway there is Nate Powell, double tight end. We're going to hand off to Eli Carter. He'll dive it forward. He'll get a couple. Maybe 3. Maybe a generous spot there from the west line judge. The spot at the 24.5. 2nd down. They're calling it 8 on the board. More like close to 7. Vince Hoover enters the huddle. 8:42 on the game clock. Play clock's at 16. Blue Devils at the line of scrimmage. Slot right. Double tight end. Single man in the backfield, Eli Carter. Calling the cadence is Vince Hoover. Sophomore quarterback. 6'3", 228. And hand off. Eli Carter. He'll dive it forward. Spot him at the 29-yard line. About 3 yards shy. Could be 3rd down 3. 3rd and 3 for the Blue Devils. Ball spotted 29-yard line from the left hash. Distributing the play to Drake Huddle in unison with the hand clap. Clock moving, 7:55. Slot right. Single man in the backfield straight behind. Shotgun quarterback, Vince Hoover. He'll take a snap. Eli Carter going to dive it forward, 1st down. 1st down, Eli Carter, chains will move. They nose it up to the 35-yard line. Eastbrook has a player on the surface. They'll check on him. Clock stops at 7:42. 21-21. We'll talk about the 49th annual IHSAA football tournament. Down here historically, History tells us that the most state championships have been won in the state of Indiana by Bishop Chittard. They have 15. Cathedral with 13. Fort Wayne Bishop Lures with 11. Ron Colley with 10. Four teams with 9. Those teams are Ben Davis, Carmel, Sheridan, and Warren Central. Lafayette Central Catholic have 8. And Fort Wayne Dwinger, Indianapolis, Cardinal Ritter, and 10 each have 5. So you're going to walk off the surface right there. We'll hope the best for 79, William Payton III, 6'4", 300 pounds. He's a junior. They're ready to start up again. Whistle sounds. Play clock running. Game clock is running at 7:35. Shotgun. Vince Hoover takes a snap. Hands off Eli Carter. Eli Carter's going to be held up right there. They can keep him on his feet. Forward progress would stop across the 35 to about the 35 and a half. They're going to nose it up to the 36. Just inside the right hash. Couple of yards. Second down nine on the scoreboard from the 36-yard line of Tipton territory. Game clock inside 7 minutes. Will we see overtime? I don't know. I've been a long time since I've seen an overtime in high school. Shotgun, Vince Hoover, hands off Eli Carter, dives the board. It's a good gain, about 7 yards on the carry. Takes it out to the 43-yard line, Eli Carter. Eli Carter entered this ball game with 1,507 yards on the season. That's in 148 carries. That's an average of 10.2. 137 yards per game average. 27 touchdowns on the season. He has 28 now. Shotgun. High handoff. Eli Carter handled it. That was good. As a high handoff, Eli Carter had to reach up. You can see him trying to put the ball away, and he got it put away. That's good. It's going to be fourth down. We're going to send out their punting units. They're going to send out Levi Burkett to do the punting. Ball spotted at the 42-yard line of Tipton. They're going to line up right there. Zane Goodrich spread out wide right. He's a gunner. Left side is Aiden Cole. Snap is good. He's going to take some time and he's going to punt it out of there. It's going to boot. It's going to go a favorable roll for Tipton. It's going to be touchdown just outside the 20. At the 21-yard line, they'll put it in play. The Eastbrook Panthers will have this possession. 5:23 on the game clock. Pretty good boot by Burkett. Burkett on the season. 52 is his long. He's got 3 inside the 20. He almost had his fourth. Ball spotted at the 21-yard line. Spread out wide right. They'll work it right there. That's Cooper Austin. Wide right going to drop the throw. Pass play. Engel going to let one go. It's overthrown. Looking for Isaiah Dalton. There were 3 in coverage right there for Tipton. There was an inadvertent push to the ground there, and nothing happening there, and the Eastbrook crowd didn't quite like it. 5:17, clock stopped after the incompletion. They respotted it to 21. 21-yard line. 21-21 on the scoreboard. 5:17, clock stopped after the incompletion. They'll check their wristbands. There's the line of scrimmage. They'll go under center with Jet Engel. Heat motion. They'll hand off in the backfield. Back in the ballgame, I believe so, at 44. Gage Engel, the fullback. Podgy's game picked up a couple at 3rd down 8. 3rd down 8, a big defensive stop looking for right here for Tipton. Jed Engel, under center, can't see offensive line. It's got to throw. Pass play. Looking left, looking left. Let one go. Caught by Isaiah Dalton. He's going to get free. He's got a first down. Got a first down. Yards after the catch got him that first down. About 3-4 yards after the catch, and they move the chains. Ball spotted at the 35-yard line from the left hash. The line of scrimmage inside 5 minutes. He got out of bounds. Hand off. They go right side. Blue Devils set up the wall. He might have picked up one. Second down, 9. Pretty good sportsmanship right there. Isaiah Dalton helping back to his feet. Right there, Blue Devil, number 65, Kipper Barnett, under center. Handoff up the middle. Going to get out to the 39-yard line. Brogan London in on the play. Fuentes in on the play. Making the stop to get the wristbands. Third down, 6. Another big third down play under center, Jed Engel. Motion away. He's going to roll left. Passing play. Going to let one go. Caught. First down. Isaiah Dalton. Isaiah Dalton, pretty good receiver for this Eastbrook pass. Take that back. That wasn't Isaiah. That's number 32, Braxton Bowser. Senior athlete makes the catch. Ball spot at the 48 and he set it down for Eastbrook. First and 10 from the left hash. 47-yard line, they go across the 50 with the football. They'll take it to the 47 of Tipton. Second down, they're going to spot at the 47.5. 3:37, clock moving, we're in the fourth quarter, tie ball game at 21. Eastbrook driving just across the 50-yard line, Tipton territory. Dive it forward. That was Jason Engel, the ball carrier. They'll take it to the 45. 45-yard line. It's going to be third down, 3. Clock moving, 3:15. They kick their wristbands. Engel going to be under center. Gage Engel, the fullback. Double wing, double halfback. They'll have the Engel. That's Gage Engel. He'll dive it forward. He'll get a first down. They'll stop the clock. 41-yard line, they're going to spot it. Clock is stopped at 3:01. They'll start it now. It's a change set. Under 3 minutes to go. They check their wristbands. First and 10. Eastbrook Panthers. From the Tipton 41-yard line. Middle of the field. Double halfback. Deep motion. The handoff to Gage. And the ball's loose in the backfield. Lost it back across the 50. Fumble on the play, the Jed Engel. Ball goes back to the 49-yard line of Eastbrook. Long loss. It's going to be second and 20. Timeout on the field. Called by Tipton. Tipton thinking about getting that ball back. They call a timeout, stop the clock. It's going to be second down and 20. 2:28 on the game clock. They're working it from right there. And then a good ball game. And again, we'd like to thank those who made this broadcast possible on the internet radio. They are Rentley's Well Drilling, Indiana Express Rentals, Michelle Garvin, she's a Tipton Tribune, AGM Auto, Encompass Credit Union, Blue Devil Boilermaker, Tipton Ace Hardware, Noblesville Trophies, Tree Guy, Tree Removal, Fritz Auto Sales and Service, Lisa Stokes Bears, History 21, Dean's Auto Parts, and CarQuest Auto Parts, Casey's Dumpsters, Jim Danny Restaurants, Bowl 32, and Big Dog Pizza, Reynolds Farm Equipment, Titus Bakery, a new Remax Realty there in Houston, Discount Choppies in Noblesville and Atlanta Earth Festival, fourth weekend in September. So, under center, Engel, he's going to drop the throw. Rolling right. Right there to catch him, the long pass. Going to be open. going to be caught. Bayless going to be caught. 32, Braxton Bowser makes the catch. And they're going to spot the ball inside the 20. Ball spotted at the 18-yard line. 2:18 left on the game clock. First and 10 from the 20, from the 18, excuse me, from the 18 of Tipton. Motion away. Going to roll left, dead angle. Looking to throw across the middle. Nearly intercepted. That was a bullet. Would have taken some hands to bring that one in. Goes incomplete. Second down, 10. They respotted at the 18-yard line from the right hash. They're getting the width about them, checking their wristbands. Play is in. Incomplete. 2:08 left here in the fourth. Tie ball game at 21. Going to roll left. Chet Engel. He's going to tuck it away. He's going to go for yardage on his feet. Tackle right there on the play. Nate Powell. Also number 88, Zane Goodrich. He's going to pick up about five. They're calling it third and six on the board. Timeout called by Tipton. Blue Devils going to talk this over and bring the guys over to the numbers to have conversation. What a ball game right here. East Brooks Panthers, top of the bracket, visiting Tipton at the bottom of the bracket. East Brooks 10 wins, 0 losses, did not play the October 1 game. That would have been Blackford due to COVID in the Blackford school system. And the Tipton Blue Devils got 10-1. Played the whole 11-game schedule. A lot more games this year than there were last year, and we're so glad. So Blue Devils back on defense, they jog over. Eastbrook Panthers are going to huddle. Third down, 6. Ball spotted inside the 15 at the 13-yard line from the left edge. They'll go shotgun. Sam in the backfield. Going to roll right. Going to bring it back out. Going to pass. Caught by Gage Engel. Going to be first and goal inside the 5. Four-yard line. Going to be first and goal. They'll spot it to the right edge. The Jet Engels are lined up under center. Got three back in the backfield to take it forward. Blue Devils knew it. It wasn't a surprise. The Jet Engel moves the pile. They'll take it to the yard and a half mark. It'll be about the 2-yard mark. 1:25 on the game clock. Eastbrook using the time clock pretty well right here. 1:16. Timeout Tipton. That's off the clock. It's second and goal from the 2. 1:16 left. Tie ball game at 21. Tipton Blue Devils. School enrollment 505. Eastbrook Panthers. School enrollment 500. Both these schools. Third time they've met right here. Tied at 1 win each last 2 years. So talking this over, Eastbrook over there at their numbers is standing about the 20-yard line. Blue Devils back in defensive mode. Going to defend the goal line. Ball's resting at the 2-yard line. This dead angle's under center. Likely going to be another sneak. He did score 4 times last year right here on this field for quarterback sneaks. There he goes. Dives it forward. See if he got in there. They're going to say no. It might have been better if he got in there to give some Blue Devils more time. Not sure, but we get a fumble. fumble punched out of there. We'll see. He gets to the half-yard line. So we're under a minute, 54 seconds. Clock moving. Third down goal from the half-yard line. They're going to call timeout. They're going to wrap the time, call timeout with 1 second left. Eastbrook going to do that. Trying to use some of this clock. They did. They called timeout. They stopped them. The game clock was 31.7. Trying to leave little time on the clock for the Blue Devils offense. Ball's at the half-yard line. Jet Engel just dives forward. I'm surprised he didn't dive it in the last time. Might have been better off if it did go in. Unless Tipton's getting ready to get a fumble recovery. So timeout on the field. 31.7. Left in regulation. 21-21. Blue Devils about defensive mode. Short whistle by the official keys. We're ready to play. Jog on out. Here come the Eastbrook Panthers. Half yard line. They'll line up. Under center, Jet Engel. He'll take a snap. If the Blue Devils can hold him out, they can. They may have held him out. They're going to call touchdown. 25.2 seconds left. Jet Engel puts it in from the half-yard line. So the point after, Schiltz is already out there. He's going to spot his block where he wants it at the 10-yard line. Jet Engel will be the holder. Short snap. Still, 3-yard approach. Holds good. Kick is good. Kick to the track. So Eastbrook goes on top. 28-21. Blue Devils going to receive. 25.2 seconds remaining. We'll see if Still wants to put one floated up about the second row again. Doubtful that he's probably going to squib kick. I'm not sure. We'll find out. So they'll work it from there. Both these teams huddled up on their opposite sidelines. They're talking it over. And Blue Devils are out on the surface now, getting ready for the kickoff receive. Deep in for the Blue Devils. Right side is Nate Powell, left side is Eli Carter. Both of them standing near the 5-yard line. Schiltz, as mentioned, 32 touchbacks on the season. His average is 54.7 yards. Wait for the whistle, there it is. Here comes the approach from Lucas Schiltz. Here's the boot. You're going to punch one up. You're going to bounce once. It's going to be taken by Eli Carter to 20. He's knocked down to 23. 22.8 left. Not much time off the clock, about 2.3. And they'll spot it right here at the 23-yard line. They'll throw the Blue Devil football out there. J5G. Conversation on the sideline. These are the kind of places that you pull out your gadget plays, stuff you've been working on. See what the Blue Devils can tie this ball game. 23-yard line. Blue Devils trip to the right. It's flat. Left side empty backfield. That's 3-man rush. What's the play here? Really, that's the start. Illegal procedure. They're calling the illegal procedure. They have to reset the clock. the dead ball foul. That is a dead ball foul. We set the clock. They back it up to the 18. The clock stays how they wanted it, I guess. So they'll go flat right. Trip to the left towards side of the field. There's a snap. Pass play. Right side. They go up the sideline. Eli Carter. He's tackled in the field of play. Flag comes in. Jason Hale makes the tackle. He kept Eli Carter in the field of play. And then a flag comes out. Not a clue what this flag is quite yet. So they're going to talk it over. The flag went up. It's evidently probably, I'm going to find out right here. Personal foul against Eastbrook. It's sportsmanlike contact, Eastbrook, so they moved the ball out to the 43-yard line, Tipton territory. 57 yards away from Pender, 11.5 seconds left. Vince Hoover, getting ready to take a snap. Got trips right side, they got double tight end. Here comes the snap, dropping the throw. You know, let one go right side. Going to be over, tipped down and knocked down by the defensive back. That was Isaiah Dalton. Dalton knocks it down, 5.7 left. One more opportunity, something like that, for Vince Hoover. He let one go there. Of 45 yards in the air. In the final play right here. Maybe final. Might be a defensive penalty. The great pedal in unison. Going to be a three-man rush for Eastbrook. They're deep defending the pass play. So look right there. It's going to be incompletely caught. It's going to be caught above the surface. It's going to be tipped off of Nate Powell's hands. It's an interception. With the clock empty now, final score, Eastbrook, 28. Tipton, 21. What a ball game. What a season. Blue Devils, good football season. We thank you for supporting Blue Devil football. We hope the best for Eastbrook. We hope they'll do well. Next week, they'll play Friday night. 7 o'clock, they'll either play Eastside Blazers or the Fort Wayne Lures. We thank you for listening. No matter if you're home or away, if you're teaching or learning, you've always got to keep the fire burning.